the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Well, each October, State School Land is leased for agricultural farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sports and recreational use. We begin on Monday, October 7th with auctions in Boise City and Guymon. Tuesday, October 8th in Woodward and October 9th in Enid. The next week, Monday, October 14th in Lawton, October 15th in Elk City, and October 16th in Stillwater. On Monday, October 21st, the final auction will be in Shawnee. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for 2024 annual lease auction information or call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. Maps and detailed lease information are available as well. School land auctions are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, or farming, and the money benefits Oklahoma schools and colleges.
Well, two important reports released yesterday, the USDA's Small Grain Summary and the Quarterly Grain Stocks Report. USDA is forecasting old crop corn ending stocks at 1.76 billion bushels. Old crop soybean ending stocks came in at 342 million bushels. Both stocks came in at the lower end of the analyst pre-report estimates. Old crop marketing year for wheat ended on May the 31st. Both of the reports cover only new crop information. Small grain summary lowered USDA's new crop production view by 11 million bushels to 1.971 billion. The trade expected a decline. USDA also released old crop stocks as of September 1st at 1.986 billion. So that was just over the 1.986 trade expectation. When it comes to the small grain summary for Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas, I had the opportunity to sit down and visit with Troy Marshall. He's with USDA NAS for Oklahoma, and he talked a little bit about the significant increases for Oklahoma wheat.
So Oklahoma, we had a few minor revisions to what that looked like. So when we ended up with our final numbers that we put out today, we published our planted acres at 4.35 million acres of wheat planted for this 2024 year. Within that, we had a minor change revision on that harvested, or from what our expected was, ended up at 2.85 million acres harvested. And then the yield came in at 38 bushels to the acre, and a production nets out to be 108.3 million bushels of wheat harvested or produced in Oklahoma. So now that's a little bit of a change. So when we look at that production number, that's about a 58% increase over last year. So remember, last year we struggled to get some of that wheat out. We had a pretty rough year. We only had a yield of 28 last year. So we're about 10 bushels ahead of where we were last year.
To hear my complete conversation about this report with Troy Marshall at USDA NASH, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, now that the Farm Bill extension has reached its deadline, what is next? Farm Policy News says while the bill expired on September the 30th, the funds don't actually run out until the end of this year. Some lawmakers, including Senate Ag Committee Ranking Member John Bozeman, have called for another one-year extension. House Republicans said that another extension would fail to stop the bleeding in the farm economy. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries puts the Farm Bill third on his list of must-pass bills for the lame duck session of Congress, behind only averting a government shutdown and assuring military preparedness. Farmers and ranchers do not have the luxury of waiting until the next Congress for an enactment of an effective five-year farm bill. That's coming from House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson. Earlier this month, over 300 ag groups, if you remember, flew to Washington, D.C. to lobby for a quick farm bill passage. You've got farm news. With all the ups and downs in the cattle markets, it's important that you protect yourself with Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP. Clay Bertram tells us more.
Look back what happened with the bird flu in March and the roller coaster ride of what we've seen the index do. We've got prices that'll work for any type of operation, no matter the level that you want to spend. Being able to lay your head on that pillow and know that you have those cattle protected. You buy today, you cover tonight.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. Farm Data Services and Equal Opportunity Employer. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.